Hey there, guys. It's Danny, your DM. If you haven't listened to our announcement yet, I'd really recommend it just because we have some important information in there about some changes to our cast and about our schedule moving forward. I'll slot in a reminder about our schedule and an announcement about a competition to guess who the Marigold is at the end of the episode, so hang around if you're interested in winning a set of dice. With that out of the way, let's get back to the episode.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave, when first we practice to deceive. But what of the web already woven for us? What of the fate that has already been decided? If our predestined path is blighted, what then? Surely you would think there would be some way to change that.
Before we go do the fun police thing, which I definitely won't do because I will probably bungle it. What if before that, we go and we get some thread for Archie? Because there wasn't a thread stall at the circus. But you know where there is thread? At the thread store.
The thread store.
Does exist, right?
They must.
Thread comes from somewhere, but...
I don't know, has anyone ever... is anyone into arts and crafts here?
Yeah, like... I totally go and pick up some fabric sometimes for a new costume. I actually haven't gone in a while. Well, considering we've been repeating the same day over and over, so that makes sense.
So you can show us the thread store.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I guess. Where is it?
Well, I guess I'm not sure. I think there was something like that on the way to the crepe place, possibly. Let's not get crepes, though. I don't think I could look at another crepe in my life.
Agreed.
So that's the plan then? We're gonna go get some thread, and we're gonna work through all our problems, and then the thread will tie us together as people.
Aww, I love that. Metaphors. So poetic. Ooh, I should write that down. Ah, it's a new lyric. Hold on, let me go write this down in my dream journal.
You guys are headed to the thread store, which, as Marjorie promised, is right across from the Crepe Unknown. As you're walking through town, there is a very strange feeling to see everything going business as usual. And of course, you've seen this every time you've been in Astoria Heights before being put in the tapestry. There are cars in the streets, there are people walking around in nice clothing, going into the boutiques, and this wasn't weird, but it's been mountingly weird with the additional context of what happens later today. Or maybe this doesn't feel weird at all. There's also a chance that maybe you're not bothered by this at all, and that you're so confident that you've got this whole saving the city thing in the bag that you don't even really notice. So how are you feeling about the city at the moment?
It's like having a secret from, like, the rest of the world kind of situation. Where it's like, you're trying not to be suspicious, but, like, you still end up being kind of sketchy. I feel like that's what Delia feels like. She's just, like, overly kind to people. Like, she probably gets bumped into by someone, like, on the side of the street. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, that was so... like, you're perfect, you're fine. And, like, kind of do that situation.
That's so good. That's perfect. So you're just walking through the city, feeling like strange oracles and almost pitying the people who are walking around none the wiser. And then you come upon the thread store, which is called the Stitchery. And it's a cute little thread store, and through the windows of which you could see reams of fabric and a wall full of countless spectrums of threads. And there are big wooden barrels of yarn.
Seems like a good place.
I am so excited. Oh my god. You see that fabric over there? Oh my god. Can we wait. We need to focus on getting thread for Archie. I do not need a new costume, but there is sequin fabric on sale that is calling my name.
I don't know. Maybe we do need like a new costume. It is like chapter 3.
What if we all get costumes? Because we are technically like a superhero group and we all need costumes. It will help us bind us together quite literally because we are all wearing the same thing.
You're so right.
I don't... You girls can wear the same thing. I don't think I'd quite fit in.
I mean, you'd get a matching corresponding costume. Duh.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
It doesn't match with what we're about to be wearing.
Well, what if you guys match to me?
Oh, so what? Is it Elijah and the Elijah Etz?
Yeah, I'd come up with a different name, but... I mean, Elijah Etz doesn't really roll off the tongue.
I mean, I do love your style, and I do love your choices, but I feel like we need to be a little bit more, flashier? I don't know.
Elijah's pretty flashy.
I was about to say, I'm not bringing enough flash. I could work on that. We could probably get your fabric and get the thread. That doesn't seem like mutually exclusive purchases. Unless it is. I've never been to a craft store and I do not know the rules.
There are no rules in the craft store.
There is a sign that says that. There are no rules in the craft store.
So sort of an anarchist craft store.
You'd actually really enjoy craft stores. Things are just thrown around. The shopkeepers always look like they don't care that that's it.
Well, that sounds like a nightmare, actually.
As you enter, there is a soft ring of a bell on a door and you see a tabaxi woman behind the counter of the thread shop. She is dressed in a gingham gown with a myriad of fabric patches on it. She looks a little tired as she greets you.
I just had a thought.
What?
It's a tabaxi and we're surrounded by yarn. I love this so much.
That's so good.
Oh my god. How can she look bored? She's surrounded by yarn.
It takes her a great deal of effort not to bat at it. That's where most of her effort goes.
She sees you come in and she says, well, hello there. Welcome to the stitchery. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Yeah. Embroidery thread. Do you got that?
What color? We have quite a lot of embroidery thread. I can show you to the section. And she shows you to a shelf full of spools that reaches to the ceiling, showcasing a plethora of colors all sorted by hue. She happily describes them to you, detailing the different types, like 6-strand cotton, pearl cotton, 6-strand satin, etc.
Elijah nods like he understands the whole time, and then he looks like helplessly at Deli.
Do you guys, she'll turn to the group and be like, do you guys think that Archie needs, like, special thread? We're looking for a thread that goes on a loom, and it's kind of an important piece he's doing. Do you have anything special?
Oh, yes, we have some special thread. You said for a loom? That's interesting. I think I have something like that. Let me check the back for you.
Okay.
And she walks into the back behind a soft curtain made of a dark fabric.
Can I do, like, an investigation or something like that to check out the store and find, like, cool fabrics and stuff? I don't know.
As soon as she leaves, Elijah's just like, do you think we're suspicious? Do you think she knows? That's
no?
A tapestry of fate.
What could she possibly know?
I don't know. She was just like, looms. Interesting.
My job right now is to find the best fabric in this store.
Roll investigation.
Can I give her the help action?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
That would be 12 plus 4, so 16.
Okay, so what kind of fabric are you looking for? I know we said matching Elijah a little bit, but like flashy? What are you trying to make?
Kind of like similar to what Elijah's wearing, but maybe a little bit more of, you know, that damask kind of pattern where, like, what is it called? Or is it brocade? Where it's like one side of the fabric is a color and the other side of the fabric is a different color and it's kind of shiny. I think she's planning to make us all like matching waistcoats because that's what Elijah is wearing, right?
Yeah.
But in like our own way. So like maybe we have a variation of Elijah's like uniform, quote unquote.
Okay.
Can the coat say Fate Gang on the back?
Okay, hold on. No special request here. We all have to... Don't give me that look. Okay, fine. Maybe I'll do a tiny embroidery just for you of Fate Gang on the back.
No, I'm saying we should all say Fate Gang on the back.
Oh, I wasn't going to wear a coat, honey. I'm sorry. Me and coats don't get along. I never get cold. I'm always hot.
You gotta show off them strong biceps.
Yeah. I always bust out of... It's always a problem. They always make women's clothing so, like, tiny for your arms, and it's just, like, a major thing. That's why I have to make my own clothes all the time.
Okay, what if we got, like, a patch or something?
That literally says faking? No, I have to custom make that. Mono, do you not understand the business of tailoring?
Oh, if we asked Archie, maybe he could embroider us, like, little something. Maybe not the words fake gang, but maybe, like, the infinity loop like he's got on his little pocket watch.
Aw, I do like that.
Or like I've got floating above my head.
Yeah, symbolism.
I wanted to make it clear, this one's not about me. He and I just already came into it matching.
You think that's a coincidence?
Maybe I'm his son.
No way. Oh my god. What if you are his son?
Now I regret saying it out loud.
I don't know. I never believe it so hard.
Do you remember your parents, Elijah?
I don't think this is the right setting to get into that.
I'm sorry. This is true. Not in the middle of the thread store. That's more of a, like a, I don't know, grocery store kind of conversation, I guess.
I don't think it's that either.
Anyway, fine. We'll figure out a patch situation. I do like that. That way, we could all have, like, matching patches on our stuff. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, I guess.
That'd be great for merch. I do like that. Also, wait, if you'll notice, and Shyvana White's Elijah. He has a sash, which is purple and silver, and that other color I can't remember.
Blue.
Blue. You know what else is purple and silver and blue? The night sky. So what if... And then Marjorie grabs a piece of fabric that is a deep blue-purple with a silver shimmer to it. What if this, though? I also want a sash. I wear a sash all the time. I'm already matching Elijah. It's like we also are related.
Are we also related?
Oh, no.
I don't think wearing a sash is as related as Azamar to Angel with the same symbol.
He just looks at Marjorie and he just mouths the word sister.
Okay, I do love this newfound family aspect that we're exploring. Love this fabric. Yes, 100%. Let's take that. We're going to need some basics. And also, we're going to need some interfacing and all this stuff and all the other stuff that Bianca forgot after she did costume design in college. So.
You find a bunch of cool fabrics to put together to make a bunch of cool new outfits. And after you do, you notice the lady still has not returned from the back room.
I mean, it's just thread. Do you think she got lost?
Should we check on her?
Possibly. Maybe she had a medical emergency. We're first responders now. And he boldly strides towards the back room.
Marjorie follows.
Yeah, so does Deli.
Yeah, Mona's going.
Okay, you pass through the curtain into the back room, which is a storage room. It is full of a bunch more barrels, some wooden boxes, and they're all full of thread, yarn, and fabrics. Just the same as the front room, albeit not very organized. However, as you look around, you don't see a tabaxi in here.
Would that be an investigation?
Yes.
That is another 16.
13.
23.
So, Deli, you are able to locate another really nice sequined fabric that would be perfect for the costumes that you have in mind. Mona, you find that there is an opening behind several draping fabrics that looked at first like they were just resting against the wall.
An opening like... Like into like a tunnel of some kind or what?
You can't really tell, but it's some archway, some dark opening, some mouth into another area.
What a scary way to put that.
I don't like the use of mouth.
Mona's gonna cast detect magic on this, oh, for sure? on this doorway.
No, then I have to know the school. Fuck you.
Elijah's just watching her discover this and he's like, is this normal craft store stuff? Or abnormal craft store stuff.
I never get this far.
Okay.
Divination is what you kind of get. You get hints of divination magic, but you're not sure from where.
That's not what I expected. Okay. Desdemona is going to cautiously step through this opening.
Okay, so the rest of you see Desdemona push aside a curtain of fabric, and there is an opening behind it with a long, dark hall beyond. And she steps into it.
I think Deli would call after her, like, Mona, where are you going?
Elijah follows her.
Oh boy. I guess I'll follow.
Mona, is this like one of those books where maybe the main character is doing a thing that is not advised with a Devil May Care attitude that ends up going really badly for them?
Does it go bad, or does it lead to an exciting adventure?
I guess it depends on the book. And Marjorie starts following. I'm just gonna trust that you read more books than I do, and that we don't end up in a spooky tunnel where the manifestation of our inner turmoil destroys us for our hubris.
I think Deli would be, like, in line with Marjorie and following.
So we've got our marching order. You guys go into this dark hallway, and it seems like it was tunneled out, like a mine, that stretches deeper and deeper into wherever it is that it's going. Naturally, for some of you, you might find this just a little weird. At least Mona will, as she detects...
Welcome to Dan Still Doesn't Know the Magic Colleges, and never will.
Pretend I knew this immediately.
So how's everyone else doing? I just had a chicken mozzarella sandwich, it was dope. It's currently 2 a.m. I have made mistakes.
Which is the one where it... Hold on. Which is the one where it, like, it's like teleportation?
Conjuration.
Really? Okay, you detect conjuration magic.
Wow, you got that quick.
Thanks. Okay, so that's what you detect. This tunnel is a little too long to logically fit within the city at all. You were once in the middle of the financial district, and now you're in a strange earthen shaft.
Bustle, I do not think we're in Astoria Heights anymore.
At what point do we turn back and just cut our losses?
I'm worried about the cashier woman.
I'm worried she's leading us into a trap.
Okay, why would she lead us into a trap?
Because she knows about the loom. What? You all said I was crazy. I mean, you didn't say it, but you thought it. I could hear your thoughts.
Wait, you can hear our thoughts?
Oh my god, what am I thinking?
No, I didn't mean to do a lie. I guess I did a bit of a lie. I can't hear anyone's thoughts. But you were probably thinking, oh man, it would be so cool if he can read my thoughts.
How does he do it?
It's the whole being chosen by fate thing.
Okay, but technically wasn't I too? Like, if you think about it, I also was. And I'm his sister.
So maybe you will develop the ability to read minds. He's been chosen by fate slightly longer than you.
You all hear a weird shuffling from down the hall. It seems to be behind a wooden door set into the wall. Light floods out from the cracks of it, and it's the only real illumination in the earthen corridor.
Mona, do you want me to take the lead? In case there's something down there?
If you don't mind, you're a little bit heartier than I am.
Yeah, I can take a hit. He kind of
You saying that before, and it chilled me to the bone then, just as it is now. I legitimately just experienced an actual cold chill.
What did you put down here, Dan?
Nothing. Keep walking. So you're in front now, Mona's behind you, and Marjorie and Deli are behind her.
Yes.
So you open the door, and there is a lot of loose, unwound yarn in here. You can see in the furthest corner, there's a tabaxi woman, and she's clearly struggling with something. Something in front of her that is putting up quite a bit of a fight. And she's saying, stop wiggling around! What are you even using all of this for anyway?
Elijah kind of like puts a finger to his lips to the others, and he's gonna try and like, I guess, sneak in and see what she's struggling with.
Roll stealth.
That'll be 18.
You sneak in and you see her fighting with what appears to be an enormous ball of yarn that is struggling. And from it, there are several appendages like legs that are fighting to get away from her as she's unwinding it.
excuse me, ma'am. Everything all right?
She jumps and turns around. You should not be here. This is the back room. Why are you in the back room? In the back hallway? This is the back room.
I have a feeling the back room is not in the back of the room.
Well, no. But it's great for extra storage.
Do you need help?
You're gonna help me?
Of course.
Wait, are you hurting that? That thing seems sentient. It's got legs.
Yeah, as it squirms around, it's just like, hey, hey! And it's like trying to get out of the way.
Are you unwinding a sentient thing?
Okay, well, when you put it like that, it does sound a little barbaric. But it probably doesn't need all this yarn, right? There's probably something inside all that yarn.
I don't think so if you're hurting it.
When we asked for special yarn, we didn't want you to perform a murder to do it.
I'm not killing it. I don't think. You're telling me that it's more reasonable that...
You don't think you're murdering it or you're not murdering it, because those are two very different things.
Okay, I'll admit, I don't know about the anatomy of a spider yarn ball, do you? Probably there is a spider in there, and I'm letting it free. It just has special yarn, okay? Isn't that what you wanted?
Can I roll Arcana to know the anatomy of a spider yarn ball?
I wanted to roll Insight to see if the yarn ball was actually, like, hurt, or if it's, like, I don't know, being tickled, and it's just like, hey, no, don't tickle me. And...
Okay, I'll allow both of these, and I will let you know what you find out for your different rolls.
18 for me.
A 15.
For a 15, you can definitely tell that this yarn spider is incredibly distressed. It does not seem that whatever is happening to it is good. I don't know if it's hurt necessarily, that is a little dark, but it is alarmed for sure. As for the anatomy of a yarn spider, Mona, as you look at it, you kind of get the sense that you've seen them before. You don't know how. There's just this weird familiarity you have as you look at it. And you feel like that yarn is all there is. There's yarn and there's legs, and that's it. And if it were fully unwound, you're not sure what would happen, but you don't want to find out.
Okay, time out. She'll do, like, the timeout symbol. I think we should leave this little fellow alone. I think you are at least freaking it out a little bit.
Okay, I've already unwound quite a lot of thread from this thing.
And I appreciate your effort. I really do. I love that your enthusiasm to get us really special thread, but... All I meant was, like, I don't know, something shiny, I don't know.
Right, okay, I guess I did jump to the wildest possible option. I didn't know. You said special thread, and I thought, I have one of those weird yarn spiders.
Just hanging around.
I've got a question, which is, where did you get this thing?
Well, a funny thing about that. One night I was sewing here late at night, and I got the impression that there was something in the back room. I kept hearing things shifting around in there. So I went into the back room and I saw something scuttling around and then disappear behind a curtain of fabric. And when I moved it, there was a door that wasn't there before. And ever since then, I've been able to come back here and find one of these guys. You know, I guess that is a little weird and I probably should report it to the proper authorities, but I don't know who the proper authorities are now that I think about it. Maybe it's Ark?
Have you unraveled many of these creatures?
She looks at all the yarn that's around her in this room, and she's like, usually when they show up, I unravel them a bit. I never fully unwound one. Just, you know, there's just a couple of really small yarn spiders now that they come back and seem to feel fear upon looking at me, but, you know.
Tell you what, why don't we just take the whole spider off your hands?
You're gonna take him?
It seems like the humane thing to do to take him.
What I was asking earlier was, what do I do about all this yarn that I've already unwound off of him?
Maybe we try winding it back up? Or, like, we just take it with him?
We will also take that.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll pay for all of this.
Oh, you don't have to pay. Now that you've pointed out that these things probably need all this yarn, well, I do feel like an adorable little monster now, for sure.
Don't worry, you just didn't... I didn't know. I mean, obviously.
I feel like it probably should have been obvious, but I just wasn't sure if it was some weird magic thing or... And as she releases the thread, the yarn spider rolls away from her and starts rolling all around the room, winding itself back up with all of the yarn that had been loosed from it.
I love these things.
Well, that solves that, I think. I think Deli would try to approach the yarn spider and like try to... I guess I could do like a straight animal handling. I don't have anything to it, but...
That's cool. Yeah, you can roll animal handling.
Okay. That's a 14. I think she'll like crouch down and like kind of like put her hand out for it to like see that I'm cool.
When you bend down, it does take notice of you coming down to its level. And as you hold your hand out, it carefully stops rolling and starts picking its way over to you. It stands in front of you for a moment. And then it starts rolling circles around your feet.
I am delighted. I pick it up and, like, hold it, like, a... How big is it?
I guess let's say now it's as big as a basketball.
Okay.
Around. So not too big. You get the impression it used to be quite a lot larger.
Okay.
But it's not too big right now.
Aw. I'm gonna name you Pearl.
Aw.
Do you like that name, buddy?
It gives a happy little "Ay!" and starts wiggling its little legs.
I have caught my first Pokemon.
Okay, so you're gonna take that thing? You can have the fabric. I see you've got some fabric with you. I do feel incredibly guilty for what I've done. So you can keep the fabric. That's fine.
I mean, that's incredibly generous of you. Didn't have to do that. Are you sure?
Yeah. I've got a lot of thinking I need to do about the fact that I was just unwinding flesh from creatures that have yarn for skin, apparently. So I'm gonna get back to thinking about that. But you have a great day.
What was your name? Sorry, we didn't catch it.
I'm Bright as a Button. Oh, just Button for short.
Well, it was nice to meet you. I would, like, hold out my hand to, like, shake it.
She goes to shake yours with her paw, and as her paw comes near Pearl, Pearl is just freaking out. But then chills out when Button pulls away. Well, you guys have a good day with your new pet.
Yeah, you have a good day, too. And remember to treat all things with kindness.
I thought there was a spider inside. I did not realize the yarn was the spider the whole time. This is eye-opening on a lot of levels that I don't love.
You know, the yarn was the spider is a really good lyric. I will take that if you don't mind.
So the moral of today's story, listeners, is that yarn is flesh. All the yarn in your house is actually flesh.
Jordan, do not say that.
All those animals that Bianca crochets.
Just taking the flesh of a different animal and turning it into a new animal.
I have two tubs of yarn, okay? Do not do this to me.
Okay, so you guys leave, presumably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys enter that earthen corridor again, and as you're walking down it, the further you get away from that room, the more Pearl seems antsy and tries to squirm to try and get out of your arms.
Oh no, honey, it's okay. We're gonna go, and you're gonna have so much fun, and I could take this with us to the stellar plane, right? Do I have to take a hair from it? Do you think it sheds? I don't know. I feel weird about, like, asking it to cut a part of it off.
If you want, you can roll sleight of hand to pet it and see if anything sheds off of it.
I will do that. I did a 19. Good.
Nice. That's really good. So as you're just ruffling this thing's yarn, hair, yarn, a little piece of yarn falls off. And it doesn't seem to notice. It just keeps making delightful little noises at you.
I never loved anything so much.
As you enter the primary back room, Pearl continues to try to get away from you. So even though she seemed perfectly happy with you when you were in the corridor, as you get closer and closer to the outside world, she just keeps trying to get away.
I think I would like hold it out and be like, do you want to go back to your family? I feel bad. Maybe I shouldn't put you in the tapestry. Maybe this love wasn't meant to last.
Aww. As you hold out your arms to let it go, it does pause. She stops struggling. And she seems to look at you. You can't really tell. It just turns its body to look at you. And then it does something a little weird that kind of invalidates what you just did. But a bit of yarn comes off of it, like a spinneret, and goes around your finger and leaves a little bow there. And then it hops out of your arms and scuttles down the earthen hallway.
I'm going to keep that forever. I'm going to figure out a way to keep it forever. That part isn't going into the tapestry.
That's true. You could just put the other piece in there and keep that as long as you want. Mona also has one.
I was about to say, does Mona still have hers?
Aww.
Elijah just, like, looks at them both and they're matching strings, and he's like, okay.
So the lot of you exit the stitchery with all your new fabrics and thread and emotional attachments to a yarn spider and start making your way towards the police department. Hey again, guys. It's great to be back. It doesn't sound like it is because it is 2 in the morning, but you know, that's just like the good old days for me in editing. As a reminder, on Tuesday, December 27th, we'll be releasing a recap that will be a fully produced episode from the point of view of Detective Amaranth Gray trying to piece together just what the hell is going on in this story. And then, after that, on Tuesday, January 3rd, we will be releasing the finale for Chapter 3, The Idol and the Marigold. We're running a competition to win a set of dice and some commissions from our in-house artist, and all you have to do is join the Last Tapestry Discord and click the link to the form in our announcements channel. To join the Discord, visit www.thelasttapestry.com and scroll to the bottom to click that button. Do you need to say the www? I don't remember. I don't actually know. Anyway, it's there. We hope you enjoyed our special episode and hope you have a wonderful holiday.